Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy, Sam, and Jeremy here as always. How's it going? You doing okay, Jeremy?
I'm doing great.
You're good. Sorry we stole you away from your baseball playoff.
It's going pretty exciting so far.
Yeah. Good, Dodgers good. Are the Dodgers still leading?
Yeah, game? They're winning.
Oh, okay.
By like four, right?
Mm-hmm. Ow.
Oh, yeah.
And it's game three right now.
Okay. Awesome.
They're going to get the sweep then.
Yeah, they might get the sweep.
Yeah.
Well, we are veering away from our standard programming because a TV show that we adore, all three of us adore actually, just had a finale a week ago today. So that would be the finale of Breaking Bad. So today we are going to go discuss maybe a little about Breaking Bad in general, why you guys liked it, and then that'd be a really quick bit, and then we'll talk about the finale and what we liked and what we didn't like about it. And if you can think of a better series finale for anything else, I'd be intrigued to hear what you have to say about it.
Yeah, this is going to be chock full of spoilers.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen it already, don't listen to this one. Watch it and then come back.
Yeah, go watch Breaking Bad.
Spoilers. Spoilers galore.
Yeah.
Not
this is
that
ample warning.
Anything you would expect to happen. See, if you can think of something that the way you envision it to go for a mainstream audience, I think would be a fair anticipation of how that thing went.
Oh yeah. It wasn't like anything surprising. Or
we weren't
like
shocked. Like we weren't. It wasn't like it was all a dream. Like,
yeah. No.
Well,
yeah.
People who don't watch TV regularly might be surprised by it.
Okay. Maybe.
I guess.
I think so.
If you didn't regularly watch Breaking Bad,
I've just heard on like boards and just random
really?
People saying how surprised they were by it. But if you regularly watch a series or any TV show in general, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And we'll give it the standard 1 out of 10 rating at the end. We'll do it like that.
Yeah.
But let's hear it first. You know, let's start with Sam.
Yeah.
And you know,
you want to do like a rundown or do you
let's talk about like what drew you to Breaking Bad.
So I watched Breaking Bad like from season one.
Right.
And that was mostly, it was in part because I really like Bryan Cranston and it was really funny to me to watch someone who I grew up with watching Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Where he was like a homely goofball.
And he's great
into
in Malcolm in the Middle.
Someone
too.
Who turns like into really like probably one of the most believable kind of villain characters on TV, I would say. He's kind of a villain.
It's an anti-hero.
Yeah,
anti-hero.
Anti-hero, I guess, but I think he's a villain because I really liked Hank. I mean, not Hank. I really liked Mike.
Oh, okay.
And he killed Mike.
So Mike was the real hero.
For me, Breaking Bad really starts at season four whenever Mike actually has more than like three lines. But, you know, he was just cool in the sense that like he played a very complicated role and he did it, he pulled it off really well, I think, because it could have gotten like pretty cheesy if he was just like I'm a bad guy now, I'll do anything. It's like a really slow transformation that makes it pretty believable
throughout the whole five seasons. I feel like once you get to the fourth, at the end of the fourth season, he's like, he's comfortable where he is, he already made his own bed.
Yeah, he's crazy Walt.
The transformation,
he's full-blown
already
crazy
finished.
Walt. I think I was telling
it transitions
I think I was telling Jeremy, they're like little hints, like whenever he starts putting the wallabies on, he leaves his like whatever normal Tevas or whatever he's wearing, whenever he gets the Clarks on is when he starts going like really crazy.
Yeah,
and his deals with Gus and all that stuff.
Well, what made you like the series? What made it stand out to you? Jeremy is the consummate TV expert in the house.
I just started watching it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I guess 2 months ago.
Actually, I think Sam was the only one who's watched it from the get-go. Yeah, but like, because I started watching it this summer.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Let's hear.
We're both kind of recent.
But what drew it to you, I guess?
Well, I do like Walt's character, and I liked what drew me, I guess, was Walt and Jesse's friendship.
Oh, sure.
I thought was the backbone of it.
That was a really interesting relationship.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And it's just interesting how I don't think that like any particular episode was my favorite of any TV series. But they never made really a wrong move throughout.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
And like, I think I told both of you guys this. But like Breaking Bad is one of the few shows that I watched where like every episode proceeds to get better or like makes you want to watch the show more. Like, even in the filler episodes, they're not, like, really particular. Like, there's that episode with the fly in the lab that's in, like, season 3 or 4. I don't remember exactly. But, yeah. Like, huh?
Yeah, yeah. No,
yeah, sure. Yeah. And, like, I think...
The episode is called The Fly.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. And, like, that's one of my favorite episodes, even though almost nothing really happens in that. They're just cooking meth, and then there's, like, a fly, and then Walt gets freaked out, and they just try to kill it for, right? Like, yeah. 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, there is a contamination.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly what he said.
I think that was season 3. I think that was season 3.
I think it was season 3,
because that was the Pollo Loco shit, wasn't it? When they're already working.
Pollos Hermanos.
Oh, yeah, Pollos Hermanos.
It was towards the end of
season 3. Yeah.
But, cool. Like, I just like things like that in the sense that even though it's, like, sort of filler in the sense that, like, not a lot of story stuff is going on, it keeps the suspense building and it keeps you interested.
Well, I feel like at that point in time, they already had built enough capital to have an episode like that where everyone's comfortable. Yeah, kind of like a break almost. Yeah. Right. But, yeah, I guess, like, coming from the same, like, watching it kind of like Jeremy did when I ran into in the summer. What happened was I watched last year in, like, February, I watched, like, the first 2 episodes on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it was excited. I was excited to watch it, but it was one of those things where I probably didn't have enough time to, like, continue watching. Right? And so in the summertime, I just watched the crap out of them. Yeah. After I finished Game of Thrones, I went to Breaking Bad.
Hang on.
I still haven't seen Game of Thrones.
Yeah, because I went through Game of Thrones in probably about, like, a week. And then
that's a great summer.
It was a good summer. Yeah. It was a really good summer. Went through Game of Thrones, and I watched Breaking Bad. The AC was broken, so, like, it was one of those things where I was just, like, sitting in my underwear just watching.
So the fly episode would have been fitting.
It would have been fitting.
They were all sweating throughout the entire
like a lightning bolt struck our AC one summer, and I thought it was just, like, the coolant was gone, and they're like, nope, your thing is fried. So yeah, sweating my balls off watching that shit. But it was. The dynamic between Walt and all the other characters, you know what I mean? Because it's interesting watching a show like that where he's the nexus for every other character, you know, and kind of like watching how Jesse is involved with Hank or anybody else kind of in the third degree all the way through was really interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
I know in the first season they had like some of those maybe episodes because like you guys weren't watching it from the beginning, but there were a lot of rumors at the end of season 1 that Jesse was going to die in season 2.
They planned on him dying in the season finale of season 1.
Oh,
that Vince Gilligan planned on it.
Yeah,
and that, like, they released that earlier this year.
Yeah, wow. And like, so everyone assumed he was going to die.
Yeah.
So like in the first season, there's an episode where it focuses on Jesse's family. That seems like sort of out of place. Like,
I remember that episode.
You know, like Walt is doing his thing, and it's cool because of him. But then there are like shots of him with his family, and then you don't really see them again until they have to. Jesse buys the house later in season 3.
There is a couple instances where
he hangs out in the house, and then his brother is smoking the pot. And
that was
that's the same episode.
That was the first season episode.
That was the first season.
Yeah.
But they also come back. Hank visits his mom when Tuco takes them.
Like they only show up like momentarily later on, but I think it was interesting because it was one of those things that I could tell watching it when I did. It was like, okay, if they don't kill Jesse, maybe we'll get to see more of his family and his brother will like start cooking meth with them. It was fun to think about things like that, but then you know it's kind of cool.
I feel like that episode was more show Jesse's character development
definitely,
and also show his relationship with Walt before cooking
and
meth.
Before they get really enmeshed. Before they get really enmeshed in the product.
Yeah. Good episode, though. That was good. And I think I was with you, like Jeremy was saying, there was not one episode where you were like, I don't know, like maybe I misunderstood you, but for me, when I'm like, IGN just had like the top 10 Breaking Bad episodes.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't think I could come out with a top 10. Because they're all so good, but they're also – there's not one where it's just like, oh, maybe when they kill Mike.
Oh.
I really like that episode.
Yeah, I have a favorite episode, but it's not like a particularly –
I couldn't come up with 10 of the best episodes.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
It's not my favorite episode because it's a good episode. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite episode because like when Breaking Bad first came out, like I watched it, but like not like super paid attention to it.
Yeah.
There's an episode in season 2, I think, whenever Jesse has to like go get money from these like meth heads. And, like, the meth heads are trying to break open a safe.
The ATM.
The episode is called Peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
Is that the second season?
Yeah, it's the second season.
Yeah, that's my favorite episode because I watched that after I watched that episode is when I was like, okay, well, I have to watch this like regularly instead of just like watching most of the episodes and then reading about stuff.
It was a memorable episode.
And like that, we watched that episode live because it's like, I think it came on right after True Blood did, whenever True Blood was in its second season. And like all of my roommates and I watched that episode and then like at UT. And then we all just kind of like started watching Breaking Bad religiously after that.
What about a favorite season? I could probably pull off a favorite season. What would your favorite season be? Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Which is a season where, is it season 4 when Burr comes in as like one of the henchmen and they, when they jack the stuff from the train? Is that season 4 or season 3?
Season 5.
No.
Where they take stuff from the train at season 5A.
At season 5A?
Is it season
5A? Then you're talking about Todd.
He's right, because that's when they meet Todd.
But Mike was already there. Mike was there.
So what happens in season 5 is they make the partnership in season 5A between Walt, Jutsi, and Mike.
When does he kill Mike?
He kills Mike at the end of season 4.
No, at the end of season 5A.
Okay, so I'll do season 5A.
Okay.
Because I really like that build up when they jacked that and they make the partnership. And then the stuff with Mike goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, and then like Todd just shoots that kid, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Drew Sharp.
Yeah. I really like that
bit. He is a robot.
Yeah. I thought that was a good bit. So maybe 5A. And I mean, that got the Emmy. So
yeah,
I'm just kind of like a standard vanilla pick for me. What about you guys?
I think I would have to go with season 3.
Which is, what's the arc in that one?
That's where Jesse has to kill, or kills like the wants to kill the two drug dealers.
Yeah.
And then Walt
just
comes
runs
from
them over.
Over.
That was awesome.
That was a great
scene.
That's a great shot.
Yeah. When we watched that live, and like all of us like freaked out, like holy shit, he just ran him over.
Yeah.
Can they show that on regular on regular cable?
Yeah.
And that that is the second half, and the first half dealt with Hank getting shot by the twins
and the minerals.
Yeah.
The minerals.
That was good. There's actually a Lego. You know, like those Lego games. Like a Lego Batman or Lego Harry Potter.
Yeah.
There is a YouTube video of like a Lego Breaking Bad, like a compilation of like season 1 to 4.
Oh, okay.
And there's a shot of Walt running him over with a Lego car, I think, or something like that. Yeah.
Cool.
Or it's like when they're breaking into a meth lab, I mean, to get the methylamine. It's really funny.
Yeah.
But
I think
good call with season 3.
I think I might have seen that before.
Yeah.
Thing.
What about you?
Bauer, I think. My favorite season would probably be season 4, just because I really like Mike and he was featured a lot in season 4, but so is Gus, and then like Gus died in an awesome way.
It was well done.
Four, so yeah, I like season 4, I think.
It was well done, but I predicted that too. It was kind of predictable.
Well, I assumed Gus was
I feel like we'll get into that, especially in the finale. Which is like, well, let's kick it off. I mean, up to this point, if you haven't watched it, we're gonna start spoiling the shit out of this. So.
I mean, I already said that like Walt kills Mike.
There is a lot of spoilers.
There are. Let's hear it.
Just for the finale.
The finale.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about basically what happens in the finale and. We can talk about generalities, maybe. I don't know. Why don't you talk about he's coming
basically
from New Hampshire.
Okay, so he's in New Hampshire. He's like beardy, rustic man. He decides to – he watches that thing at the last episode before the finale on TV about the Schwartzes and how they're basically taking all the credit and saying that Walt just came up with a name for Grey Matter.
Yeah.
It pissed him off, I guess. And then he was like – he goes back to Albuquerque, and he first goes to the Schwartz's house. He's basically like, hey, my family hates me and they won't take my money, so I'm gonna give you all my money and you're gonna have to use it for
he's essentially setting
Walt
up
Jr.
a trust.
Yeah, he's setting up a trust for his family and his son, really.
Yeah.
And then,
Holly.
Like,
that is true.
His both his children.
His daughter.
Holly's.
Oh, did he say Holly too? I thought he just said Walt Jr. for some reason.
No, well, he said college fund, in hopes of him going to college.
Yeah, because Walt's going to turn 18 in only like 10 months or something like that, or a couple months. So he's like, use it for Walt Jr. in hopes that he'll use it for his college and the betterment of his family, something like that. And then he does this goofy thing with two laser sight kind of things show up on the Schwartzes. to freak him out, and so they'll do it, and he runs away. It's Badger, and what's that dude's name?
Skinny Pete.
Skinny Pete and Badger.
Who look that way in real life, too.
Who I also thought were going to get killed by the end of season two, and they never did. Which,
yeah, they kept a lot of those people alive. That's
I wanted them to die.
I don't want
that
to be a rant
of
mine.
They're annoying.
I like them.
I fucking hate them. I like them too, but it's like I feel like the only reason why they kept them around is because so many people like them. Instead of you could kill them and be like, man, you know,
they basically exist as comedic relief.
There's nothing really.
When Saul's not around.
There's nothing about Breaking Bad. It's not like Game of Thrones. And Game of Thrones is an extreme, but it's not like one of those things where it's like. We're going to kill people for the sake of the story. We'll save them. Instead, they saved them for the sake of the viewers, right?
Killed Combo, their third friend.
Yeah, third friend.
But that was for the sake of storytelling.
Yeah,
had consequences throughout the rest of the series. Basically.
Yes. Yeah, fucking
really,
up.
Yeah, that's really what set
Jesse
off into being like, well, I'm going to take this on.
And then it ruined their relationship with Gus. And Andrea got tied into it.
Okay, so anyway, Walt leaves, and then he visits Skyler and is just like...
Ties up that stuff.
Yeah, ties that up. And then he goes and he makes this cool contraption that would at the beginning of season 5, when it has that flash forward, when you see that big autocannon auto rifle in his trunk, it goes to that. And he basically finds a way to get back into the Nazi compound.
Yes.
Where they're holding Jesse. He confronts Jack, and then he makes Jack kind of bring Jesse to him. Then he tackles Jesse and then uses the autocannon to kill all of the Nazi people. And then Jack is still kind of alive, and Jack is all, hey man, you won't kill me because I know where all your money is. And then Walt just shoots him in the head. And then Jesse and Walt have kind of a stare down. Jesse spares him, and they kind of go their separate ways. Walt gets hurt by his own autocannon and then all of the stuff. And so he's shot in the stomach or something.
Yeah. And a couple other things. Jesse strangled and killed Todd.
Oh, that's right.
And
they
gave Wrightson to Lydia.
Oh, yeah.
The Wrightson bit was probably one of my favorite bits of the finale.
Yeah. And then Walt just kind of goes over to one of the meth stills, I guess, in the Nazi compound. And all the police cars are coming up to him, and he just dies.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of looks like, if you've seen the end of Into the Wild, it's kind of like that, but he doesn't have as stupid of a smile on his face.
Oh my god, that was such a lame ending.
Yeah.
Into the Wild.
Into the Wild was a piece of shit. It completely fit for Walt's death.
Yeah, it had the little blue pearl on his body of that light coming down on him when you're pulling up. Yeah.
We kind of compared that to Lots. I know neither of you, but when Jack...
Lots,
I guess spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen Lost by now, it's been out. It's been over for 4 years, so it doesn't matter.
So what you're saying?
So Lost basically ends with their main character dying in a similar position.
Oh, really?
As Walt dies, and that, and that they kind of made that.
But they also find out that it's all purgatory, right?
No, or not exactly.
Limbo or something.
There's just a sideways flashbacks are just.
How many seasons of Lost were there?
20,000.
Six.
Six. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a pretty concise breakdown of what happened.
Yeah.
Jeremy, highlights and lowlights of the finale. What did you think?
Lowlights, as we kind of talked about this before, but Walt not visiting Marie.
Oh yeah.
That was weird that he didn't, they did, you do see Marie. Marie is in the finale, but she basically just calls Skyler and is like, look out for Walt, he's coming for you, but Walt's already there.
Yeah.
Marie just doesn't know that.
They just never really tied up Marie's storyline.
Yeah, because, to Marie, Walt is, the ultimate Satan guy, because they all think Walt killed Hank, and he didn't.
Yeah.
Right. And she's a character who's there from the first episode, too, and they
think she would get owed a little more screen time.
Yeah, just a resolution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I believe that.
Maybe their deleted scenes we'll get in the Blu-ray or something.
Yeah. Who knows? But what about a highlight for you, Jeremy?
Highlight, I think that I did like the Wrightson.
The Wrightson bit was good.
But just because Lydia's character was like a OCD. And that kind of fit that she would have OCD and
I thought he was gonna put Ryson in her Sweet and Low or whatever, like the second or third time they met at that coffee place.
Oh sure,
because she kept fucking around with the methylamine. Like I thought he was just gonna be like, well, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, that was a pretty solid bit. I like that one a lot. Yeah. What about you, Sam?
Highlights would probably be the stare down Jesse and Walt had, because like when it started, like I knew that Jesse probably wasn't gonna shoot him.
Yeah.
I just like that because they handled that really well. I know like Jeremy thinks that they could have said some more stuff, but I actually prefer them to not say that. I preferred it them to quiet.
All right.
Low light would probably be partially the thing with Marie, but more the thing with Brock. Because, like, at that one of those last episodes of season 5, Todd kills Brock's mom. Like, what happens to Brock? I want to know. He's been through a lot of stuff.
His uncle also got killed.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah, like, I don't know if Brock is okay. I wanted to know what happened to him.
Just Jesse's storyline in general, because the storyline...
Yeah,
keeps going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's still crazy.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Andy, highlights, lowlights.
Highlight. I did like the Ryson bit. I did like the shot of Walter watching his son walk into the house.
Oh, with his awesome pants.
Yeah. Oh, with his terrible pants. But when he's watching from a total distance, he's still pretty fucking close.
Yeah, like if
the cops were paying attention,
or if he had just looked around, he would have seen him.
Yeah. And he's just watching him. That was the most poignant of like all the shots in that one. I think that's the one. I was like, yeah, man, that fucking sucks. But low light. I'm gonna talk in broad strokes here. I would say the predictability of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
In the sense that if I was like, if I wanted to make everyone happy, I would, and like, just like tie up everything the way everyone wants it to be.
Yeah.
That's how this thing played out, I think.
Yeah, basically.
It was one step away from like Walt getting a call from his doctor at the very end of the episode. He's like, you don't have cancer, you know, something like that. Yeah. And then he's like,
and
okay.
And then dies anyway.
Yeah.
It's
like a step-by-step ending.
Something like that. Because this one was, it was one of those things just like, okay, like, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, but everything that happened wasn't really like out of the ordinary. Like, everything was well done. Execution-wise was great. But maybe you could have thrown a curveball in there. Like, you know Walt's going to die. But Jesse just driving off into the sunset. Everyone wants that to happen, I suppose.
Well,
it's a happy ending all the way through.
I assumed that Walt would die, that Jesse would live, but then I wanted other stuff to happen, like Skylar die, because I don't like her character.
I actually wanted Walt and Jesse to die together.
Yeah, that was actually probably my biggest disappointment, was that Skylar was not more integral.
Oh.
Into the major storyline.
At the finale. Oh, yeah.
Like, just in general of the second half of the season.
Oh, yeah. They really took her away from it. They,
Yeah, because they spent so much screen time on her. They just wanted some sort of payoff.
I guess the same thing you'd say with, like, Marie, too.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't know. I thought that, in general, is a very predictable and predictable is the wrong word. I guess if you say, like,
formulaic.
This happens, formulaic, you'd be like, yeah, that sounds about right. It's kind of, that's as happy happy ever after, you know.
I mean, as happily as ever after you can get with.
Yeah, with, like, this subject matter.
The cancer-ridden meth.
Yeah. Looking pretty good for a cancer-ridden dude.
Yeah.
You know? The way, and he gets shot, and you still be like, man, he got shot. That sucks, right? But, like. I can't say they tied up everything, I'm not that creative, so I don't know if I'd be like, well, I wish they could do this and like throw a curveball. I don't know what the curveball could have been. Maybe Skylar dying. I thought what if Walt Jr., I've been thinking about this for the last couple seasons, like what if Walt Jr. kind of gets caught in the crossfire in something and dies?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that would have been
that would have been good, I thought, too. Right? Whereas then totally everything catches up to him and is, that would have put it like made a really big riff.
Yeah.
Rift, right?
But then like he doesn't get to be the kind of good guy anti-hero at the end giving his money $9 million.
He could have given it to his little daughter.
I guess, yeah.
He could have.
It's just one of those things where I thought...
I think it would have made
there'd be a bigger price to pay for all this in the end instead of, like, and everything
he basically gets everything he wanted.
Yeah.
Like, his goal was to just, like, he had cancer at the season one beginning. So he had cancer. He wanted to do something so that his family was set for a long time going forward into the future, and he succeeded in that.
Yeah.
So Walt never really lost. Like, he didn't get to give him, like, $180 million or whatever, but $9 million is pretty solid.
I think he gave him, what, around $1 million? Was it $9 million?
It's $9 million.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was either nine. Yeah, he had 11. Yeah,
he had $11 million when he went to New Hampshire, and then I think he spent like he tried to send that money. He tried to send like a couple hundred thousand to Walt Jr. And then Walt Jr. is like, "I hate you" and shit. So like he wasn't able to get
that's
it over.
Pretty solid. Yeah.
And so like he had spent like some money on the gun, and then he had spent money just traveling back. Yeah. So it was at like $9,800,000, and he was like, if there's any legal fees, and we'll just say there's like $800,000 in legal fees. So it's going to be like $9 million at the end.
Which is
still awesome.
And he calculated in the first season, which they refer back to later on, that he only needed 700,000+ to support his family for their lives.
Yeah. So he did great.
Right.
He did great.
He made out better than he wanted.
That's true. It was just one of those things. And I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm used to seeing a lot of stuff. And it's just like, oh, this is how it's going to. If it played out like this, makes sense. I would have liked to see there have been a higher price to pay for whatever he's done. And that was just me because I feel like that's what would happen in most of the other things that I've watched. But then again, you could be like, oh, that's predictable too.
I thought that Walt was going to die and like succeed in all this stuff just because that's sort of how the story seemed to be winding up.
I think they did it that way to make everyone happy too. I think right. It was
especially
like,
once the police got involved after Walt gave himself up, sort of.
Yeah.
Like everybody was like, Marie's like, everyone's on watch. Everyone's going to be safe now.
What do you think, Jeremy? What do you think?
About the, it was very predictable with the, they foreshadowed it in his conversation with Skyler.
Do you think it was something where they did that to appease the general audience? Or did they just want like a closed book ending?
Well, I think that's the best way that Vince Gilligan could have ended the show where Walt would die, which is kind of a bummer,
right.
But he still wins. If Walt kept living, then he would have to go to jail probably. And then he would lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
It was a storybook ending and to appease the audience. Mm-hmm. I think that accomplished both with the finale.
It was executed very well, though.
Right, yeah. It was executed well.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost kind of sad watching it all happen, too, because it's such a good show.
Yeah.
What would you think on a scale of 1 to... I can't remember off the top of my head any really fantastic... finales as far as television goes.
I don't think I've watched any other finales really. Like to where I was like, oh, I care about this. Like I've seen the finale to Wonder Years. It's kind of sad, I guess, but like who gives a shit? Winnie Cooper grows up and so does he. They're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Married to different people.
Yeah.
But definitely as far as shows like this, it would be close to the top.
Oh, I think so.
In terms of wrapping storylines up.
Yeah.
Because I'm just saying, like, Sopranos and Lost, which are the, like, I guess other two pretty highly publicized finales in the past five or ten years. It didn't wrap up storylines like this.
Did they even have a finale? I don't know.
They had two great movies.
Oh, yeah. No. Those are the finales.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything. The last time, I remember watching the Deadwood finale that wasn't supposed to be the series finale.
Oh yeah. Right.
The ending of season 3 they're like the ending of season 3 was like and see you back at season 4. Yeah. That was the end of that.
Yeah.
Right? I can't think of anything else. I am anticipating a good Mad Men series finale. I am anticipating a good Game of Thrones finale if it ever gets there.
It will be quite a few years for Game of Thrones.
I think it's going to be another 3.
More
really
probably. Yeah they slowed down the books. I read that they're slowing down
well
the books.
But yeah.
And he's writing
There's
more.
Been 5 or 6 years yeah. in between every book, and he's writing a lot yeah. for this next book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But George R. R. Martin, he's the author, told,
a piece of shit.
He could die at any moment.
Yeah. yeah. He looks he, like
Actually,
garbage.
Any of us could die at any moment, but this guy especially.
He basically told, though, Damien Wise and I forgot the other guy, creator's name, yeah. but he told them what he plans on writing for a storyline just case he doesn't live.
Okay.
And there's still two more books, yeah. which are both very long. Because
they're in book three, right?
There's five books.
I know, but
and they're on
at book three.
They're in book three, part two for okay. the next,
next coming up.
For Let's coming up season.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think Feast of Crows is even longer, is which is like, the fourth book.
Does you think it's going to be another two seasons for, per book after this?
Possibly.
Yeah.
They might want to wrap up Feats of Crows quickly because
all the characters yeah. are a little different, right?
It's just all new characters, and the main characters that everyone is attached to are not really in that book.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head for great TV. I mean, they're a great television series, but as far as finales go, I think it was very cathartic and well executed. But still, like, when I watch it, I can't say, like, oh, it's the best TV show I've ever seen.
Yeah.
As far as finale goes.
Yeah. It was good.
I'm burping up glazed donut coffee right now.
It was good in wrapping up.
Yeah. It was good in wrapping it up. Yeah. So, you want to go around the horn and say your point scale, what you gave it?
For the finale
For
or
the
series?
Finale. Let's do finale and series.
Okay.
Let's do the finale and series. Yeah.
I guess I would give both of them 9.
Wow. Okay. Very nice.
Okay.
I'm glad you like that. You like the finale more than I did, apparently. Yeah. I agree with the series rating for sure.
Yeah.
Well done, AMC. Great cast of characters.
Right.
Yeah.
Memorable storylines.
Yeah. Well, it's just there isn't that many TV shows I've watched that really did wrap up the majority of storylines.
Like
I know we mentioned Murray, but the majority of the storylines were wrapped up.
Yeah.
And
it was the entire season was paced pretty well to do be able
I'd
to do
say
that.
So.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. Got straight 9s from Jeremy, 9 for the series overall.
Yeah.
And 9 for the finale. What do you say, Sam?
I think I would give the finale like an 8.5.
Uh-huh.
Because I like the finale. It's pretty cool.
Right.
But I would give the series like a 9.5. Because I don't really watch TV.
Yeah, this means a lot to like for Sam to even talk about a television show because you're more movies.
Yeah, like the only TV shows I watched are really like Breaking Bad and Mad Men. And I stopped watching Mad Men after season 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't really watch TV shows. Oh, I guess like I like Game of Thrones, or not Game of Thrones. I like House of Cards and not Network. Fuck, what is it called?
Newsroom.
Yeah. I haven't seen season 2.
Jeremy,
because he watched
HBO subscriber here. Yeah.
I watch Newsroom.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything from the second season, but yeah.
Yeah. And Jeremy's the consummate TV expert. Too,
yeah.
So that means
I think so.
They should give like a stamp of approval from Jeremy on the Blu-ray box.
Yeah.
So you gave it an 8.5 for the finale and a 9.5
for the series
as my chin rams into my microphone. Yeah. I would give the finale a 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what do you think is a better finale?
See, that's the whole thing. Like I haven't watched enough TV to be like, wow, this is a well done finale. Yeah. But
I'll just say, like, from TV shows I've seen, I am normally more angry
at the end.
At
of
the
it.
Very end, like
this one, I was like, I felt like they tied it up too nice.
Yeah, a little bit.
They put a bow on it.
It's almost like a little bit too much fan service, especially with the badger and
the Skinny Pete thing. It was cool they were brought back in there.
I really dislike those characters.
He could have legit if he actually did hired two hired guns, right, to actually watch them over that. I'd believe that too, right? Because he has like a connection.
I wouldn't believe that as much just because like Walt doesn't know anybody.
Well, but by that time he's
like
already
another,
he worked. He always had like Hank or Gus or someone else kind of handled it for him.
Hank handled it for
or
him?
Saul.
Oh, okay, Saul.
Mike.
Fuck, I keep mixing their names up.
I could see that. Handled. But I don't know. Like I thought.
I wish Huel was in the finale because I like Huel.
And Saul wasn't in the
Saul was in the finale. He
I don't
was
like
in
Saul
the.
As much. He's okay.
What?
Well,
I like Saul.
I liked Huel more.
But I think they put too much of a bow on it. They did tie it up great.
Yeah.
But I was just watching it, and I don't know. When I was watching it, I didn't feel particularly invested at all in what happened. I don't know why. I just like, okay, that was a good ending.
Yeah.
But also, I just loved that series so much. Maybe part of it was because I was just so sad that it was ending. You know?
Yeah.
But the 7.5, I don't know what would happen. Like, I was expecting a little more shit to go wrong, considering how much shit went wrong for 5 seasons, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then this is just a clean episode where nothing wrong happens.
Uh-huh. And the Wrightson finally worked.
The Wrightson finally worked, right?
He's been saving it up for a while.
Yeah.
It never worked.
Yeah. So
before.
I know, but that's not saying that this finale was bad. I thought it was really well done. It's just, I don't know if I'd like this particular ending of, you know, let's clean up everything.
Yeah.
Everything was going so wrong for basically 5 seasons, you know, at least through the first, you know, 4 seasons and then a little bit of the 5th one. But I like the finale, and then I would give the show an 8.5 probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I've watched other TV shows that I've liked better. But this was a solid show all around.
What's a TV show you like better?
I like Game of Thrones better.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, Game of Thrones to me would be my 9, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones makes more mistakes, though, I think.
That is
but
true.
As a whole, it's, maybe
I feel like
it's
I'm more engaged. Yeah. Mm. I can't think of... There's other TV shows that I like more than Breaking Bad as well. Oh, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head... I like The Wire a lot, but I haven't watched all 4 seasons. Mm-hmm. What, are you going to say something about The Wire?
I would say I like The Wire better.
Yeah, I like The Wire a lot.
Breaking Bad.
And that's only just watching, like, the first season of The Wire, you know?
The Wire's pretty cool. I've only watched, like, the first 2 or 3 episodes of the first season. It's pretty cool.
I've seen a lot of TV shows, but I can't think of anything recently that I've been like, you know, I'm going to have to catch this show. But, yeah, I really enjoy it. And I kind of like, this sounds wrong, but I do like Homeland. I like Homeland better than I like Breaking Bad, probably.
I haven't seen that show, but I know that they made fun of it on SNL with Anne Hathaway. That was pretty
funny. That was good. Yeah, I've seen that one, too. Homeland like is different, though. Homeland is just kind of like popcorn. But, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I put Homeland and Breaking Bad at the same because the acting in Homeland, I think Claire Danes overacting is what takes it away from being something, like, fantastic. Yeah. And there's a lot more mistakes in that one, too. You know, Breaking Bad, I give it points for being consistent all the way through, don't you?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It was well done.
I don't know if I've seen a more consistent show before.
That is
besides,
true.
I guess, the first season. If you exclude the first season.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the first season there, I think he was just, like, trying a bunch of stuff.
I just think I really like the transformation, like, right when you get into the second season, you know, where the show is starting to get comfortable in its own skin. Yeah. I just like it was a great TV show. And I hope something can fill the void.
Yeah,
but,
he needs to write something.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Better Call Saul.
Well, they have a different creator.
I know.
So what do you think? What do you think? What are you looking forward to for like another television series that you might enjoy? I know you like the Boardwalk Empire stuff. Is there something that can fill this void of like really good television, Jeremy?
I'm just waiting for Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones
up is
like the easy one for us, right?
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah,
I can't really speak to that because I don't really watch like.
And I was
going to
tell.
TV
I told.
Shows.
I told Sam like I watched like the first 2 episodes of Game of Thrones, and he's like, "How was it?" And I was like, "It was good, but it's like It's not like I want to be like, oh, I need to watch it all the way through." But then I talked to Sam later that summer, and I was like, I did episode 4. I was just like nonstop.
It's Game of Thrones is one of those things where you won't enjoy it until you know every single character's name.
Yeah, and that's when you get, and that's about like episode 6.
Yeah.
Do they do the wait? Do they do the thing like in the hills whenever they have like the names?
Oh, it's like the name pop up.
That's
every
actually
time
something
they
I've seen all the episodes of.
They should do that.
They maybe should have done that through the first couple episodes because. The way that Game of Thrones works is that, like, half the scenes is just people sitting around talking about other people.
Yeah.
And the first couple episodes, you have no
you
idea
who
you're
those
talking
people
about.
Are. You just have to go along for the ride. And, like, by the 4th episode, you're like, all right, I think I've seen all the faces. And then by the 6th episode, like, I could put all the names in the
And
faces.
Then I would recommend watching the first 6 episodes
again. So you can figure out.
How many times have you rewatched episodes?
Depending on the episode.
Depending on the episode.
It probably depends on the episode.
Well, what's
but the majority
most
of them,
twice?
Two or three times.
Two or three times? What's the most you've watched an episode?
I don't know. Maybe five times.
Five
Four
times?
Four or five times.
Okay, what episode was that?
Probably the Blackwater.
Oh, yeah.
Times. I've probably seen that episode.
Oh, that's a great episode, though.
Not many times.
Yeah.
It's about the corporation, huh?
Yeah, it's about the mercenary
the military.
Yeah.
But that's the main war between Stannis Baratheon.
That's a fantastic episode.
Yeah. I think that is my favorite episode.
That's the third season, right?
Second season? Yeah.
Oh,
that's the second episode 9 of the
second season. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh my God. You know, I don't know. I think when Stark kind of meets his maker.
Okay, we're spoiling Game of Thrones for people now.
Yeah.
we kind of got off track of
Game of Thrones is fantastic, though, and I think it's like one of those things, Sam, you're going to have to like get 4 episodes in and then be like, okay, now I got it. But you also have to be ready to like embrace.
Yeah, see, I don't know, because like,
if you like to
like
play,
my favorite
Skyrim though,
yeah,
and this is kind of like
but
a
my,
Skyrim type.
Yeah, but
of
my favorite show after Breaking Bad is Adventure Time.
That's true.
I love Adventure Time.
I think you're one of the few people that could say that.
And then Super Jail after.
Oh sure,
I fucking love Super Jail.
Okay, so yeah. Those two shows, people.
Super Jail and Game of Thrones have a lot in common. Like everybody dies in all the episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean Game of Thrones is just well done. I think a lot of other shows that I like, but Breaking Bad was a fantastic. I think we can all agree was probably one of the better series to be around the last 5 years.
Right. Yeah.
I think that is the most consistent series I've seen.
I agree. And to think it's like an hour, not only like it's a 45-minute program, right?
Right.
So,
like The Wire and Sopranos kind of had slow last seasons.
Uncharacteristic. I haven't seen the last season yet. So
although
maybe.
The last season of The Wire is, I think, considerably better than the last season of Sopranos.
Okay, there we go. So there we go. And, you know, I think we all enjoy the finale.
Yeah.
And we're going to be sad to see it go.
Yeah.
But 5 years of really good television. And I hope they win the Emmy next year.
They probably will.
They're going to give it.
There's not a lot of competition.
I don't think
so. Like, unless Game of Thrones ends or something.
Or Big Bang Theory.
Well, Game of Thrones.
Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
They somehow become a drama.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, they start selling meth.
Might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
Stupid.
It's not really a comedy.
We hate you, CBS. We hate you for that show.
That's awesome. It's not a
that
comedy.
That and 2.5
Void of laughter. Very
the
good.
The laugh track is the most people laughing.
I agree. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. That show has a laugh track.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find it funny, so I didn't notice the laughing.
No. It's just white noise to you. Anyway.
Well, thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in to this special episode where we talk about the Breaking Bad finale.
Yeah.
Tell us what you thought about the Breaking Bad finale after you've seen it. You should have seen it by now, because come on. It's a
and
great
don't
show.
Don't complain that we spoiled it for
because
you.
Because we told you not to
there
listen to it.
Ample spoiler alerts.
There were like 2 minutes of
but
spoiler alerts.
They might complain about the Game of Thrones spoilers.
Well, that's your own problem.
That was totally my fault.
You should have assumed.
I'm sorry.
That was
it doesn't really matter. Everyone dies in the show.
We totally got carried away.
You know,
away
honestly, though, if you haven't watched it,
no, they might forget about the name and everything.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. They're all called Steve to me.
They are.
So, thanks anyway for listening, and we hope you listen next time. Bye.
Bye.